Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed with your responsibilities, and it seems like you'll never get it all done? Well, you're not alone. We all need to remember to use our superpowers, the ones we already have but don't use all the time, and take advice and wisdom from one another. Towards the end of the show, in a segment called Superpowers for Success, I ask my guest about her superpowers, and the answers will give you the strength, perspective, and power to keep on being the well woman you are. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. The Well Woman Show is sponsored by Better Money Decisions, headed by two awesome women, Kate and Lorraine, who put your interest first when it comes to your money. They make sure your plan and your investments are tailored just for you. No financial jargon, no Wall Street double talk. Go to bettermoneydecisions.com/wellwoman to get their new book for free. Welcome, Well Women. And a special welcome to new listeners who may be listening for the first time to the Well Woman Show. This is a solo show. I'm going to be talking about visioning for your life and also sharing the four S's, which are four ways you can start living a well woman life right away. So if you're interested in interviews, I usually interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs on this show, and you can find those by searching in the log of shows for specific interviews you're interested in. The guest's name is always in the title of the show, so you can go back through and look for those. Today on the show, though, I am going to talk about visioning and stepping into leadership in your life, or allowing yourself to accept the leadership in your life, depending on which way you look at it. And I always talk about our lives in terms of three areas: personal, professional, and community. So I'll be framing it that way on the show today. And the next solo show I do, probably in a couple of weeks from now, will be on goal setting and achieving your goals. So it'll be a great follow-up topic to this week's show. So this week we're going to talk about visioning, and you can make a vision board. And then the next time we'll talk about goal setting and achieving some of those goals. So you can go to wellwomanlife.com/059show to download the free worksheet that goes with the show today. And I like to talk about visioning and goal setting partway through the year, depending on when you're listening to the show. It could be later in the year, but I'm recording this in March, and some people are like, why are you doing visioning and goal setting like partway through the year? We usually do that in January. Well, the reason is because usually by March, we have we've kind of slowed down on our goals for the year. We may have been derailed by something in our lives. We may not be on track for accomplishing what we wanted to. We may have had a really strong start and then we're kind of fizzling now. So it's a great time, and actually any time during the year is a great time to revisit your vision and really dig deep and kind of lay out the vision you have for your life. And from there, you can figure out, okay, to live that life and to be who I know I can be in my life, what do I need to do today, tomorrow, next week, next month? And you break it down that way. And that's what I'll be helping you do on the next the next show where I talk about goal setting. So for today, we are going to really dig deep and look at our lives in the three areas: professional, personal, and community. And we're going to dig deep and really start finding that truth of what's ours. Who are we in our lives? What is it that you really want for yourself, for your family, for your career, for your community? Is it finishing that book or story that you've been working on? Is it training for a triathlon or walking a mile every day? What is it that you see yourself doing in your life? And what we're going to do is we're going to walk through this visioning process, and then when you download the worksheet, you can follow along on the worksheet, or you can download it afterwards. But it summarizes basically what I'm talking about here today. So that's at wellwomanlife.com/059show. So let's take a deep breath and take a step back and literally envision the rest of the year. No matter where we are in the year, you can envision the rest of the year, whether you have 9 months left, 6 months left, 3 months left, or 3 weeks left. I want you to close your eyes if you can, if it's safe to do so. Don't do it if you're driving. And just visually see the months ahead of you: April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Now ask yourself this: on December 31st, what would need to have happened for it to be a great year in my personal life, in my professional life, and in my community life? What would it take to step into my leadership in these areas, to be an active participant in my life instead of a passive bystander? How many of you have been a passive bystander in your life at some point or another? I'm guessing a lot. I know it's very common to sort of feel like you're seeing your life pass by and you're not really participating in it. I actually was a passive observer of my life for a long time. I felt really invisible, so I hid from myself and I hid from other people. And I was really unhappy. I actually looked like I had it all together. I had a great career. I was engaged to be married. There was a lot that other people said, "Oh, wow, she's doing great." And I was miserable. So I had to really dig deep there and look at what was it that I really wanted in my life. And to step into leadership in my life meant to stop being a bystander, stop observing what was happening, and really get in there and participate. And that's scary, right? When we participate, we're putting things on the line, we're being vulnerable, and it takes great courage. And, you know, we have to face those fears. And, you know, the thing about fear is that it's always with us, right? There's always something to be scared of. Even when we think that we've conquered that fear, it always comes back. So the question is, how do you respond to that fear? And how can you be compassionate with that fear? Bring that fear along for the ride, because it's coming anyway, right? You're not getting rid of it forever. So bring fear along for the ride and be compassionate with it, you know? But don't let it take over. That's the key. Don't let it take over. So I'm going to go back to our visioning. What would it take to make a shift in one or all three of the areas of our lives. So let's be clear, I'm not talking about only big dreams, like writing the next American novel. It doesn't have to be anything grandiose like that. I'm talking about digging deep within yourself and asking, what would bring truth, joy, and love into my life? It doesn't have to be a really big, huge, enormous goal that is overwhelming. It can be what other people would consider simple, but nonetheless, it brings you peace and harmony. Is it finally planting that garden so you can harvest fresh veggies in the fall? Is it committing to walking every day so your body feels good? Is it waking up an hour earlier so you can meditate and write in your journal? Is it releasing yourself from relationships that don't support your journey? That's a big one. So I want you to think through these questions and visualize you in your life. Where are you? What do you smell? What do you see? What do you hear? Find that quiet place, that place of honesty and truth, that place where you can no longer hide from yourself, but instead you feel at home, comforted, and with a deep knowing. So I want you to think through in your personal life about your health, your family, your home. What does that look like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Where are you? And jot a few things down in your worksheet or on a piece of paper if you can. Next, I want us to think about our professional life. So that could be your job, your career, your business. And if you don't have a job or a career or a business right now, you might have a desire to get some training. So it's anything in that professional realm, right? Anything in that area. What does that look like? What do you want that to look like and to feel like in your life? And jot those down, jot those ideas down. And then we're going to move on to community. So what does that mean for you? I know in the world right now, there's a lot of movement toward community. There's an even greater feeling that we want to be involved in our community and be active and support one another. So what does that mean for you? What does that look like? Is it helping on a campaign? Is it running for office? Is it signing up to get out the vote for your local elections? It may be volunteering on a board or donating to a cause. So think about what that looks like for you in your life. What do you want to feel like and look like and see around you on December 31st of this year? When you look back over the year, what do you want to see and feel? Jot that down. So we're going to use these notes that you've just made for creating your vision board. And in the worksheet at wellwomanlife.com/059show, it'll give you instructions. It's pretty basic though. You just need a cardstock or cardboard. And it can be, 8.5 by 11 regular sheet of paper size, or it can be a little bit bigger. Or it can be really huge, just depends, how big you want to go with this. And get a stack of magazines and other visuals. You can also print things off of your computer if you want to look up very specific things. Pair of scissors and a glue stick. And get your notes that you just took. And just start cutting out images and finding images and words that represent visually the things that you jotted down. And it doesn't have to be exact. So it depends how abstract you want to get with this. Some people are very literal with their vision boards. And if they say, you know, I want to plant a vegetable garden or I want to eat healthy, they literally have a picture of that. Other people treat it more of an abstract sort of way and, you know, just have a picture of something that represents that feeling for you. With my vision boards, I do a lot of different color and design and imagery that other people may not necessarily understand, but I do. And this is the thing, is that you're doing this for you. This is not something that you're going to create and then necessarily, you know, show to everybody. Although you can. You can, for sure. But just make sure when you show it that it's being shown to people who are really supportive of what you're doing, at least for now. You definitely don't want to show, you know, your innermost thoughts about what you want for your life to someone who's really is not supportive of you and is not going to be positive about it. So definitely keep that in mind when you create your board. So I want you to get your materials together and then get the worksheet, get your notes, and then have at it. And I can't wait to see what you all come up with. So if you want to take a picture of your vision board and share it with the Well Woman Life community, you can. And that's a very supportive community that will be, you know, supportive and positive for you. And that is at facebook.com/groups/Well Woman Life Community. And I would love to see your vision boards being posted there. So that would be awesome. So let's see. Again, I just want to say that you can download the worksheet at wellwomanlife.com/059show. And it'll summarize the things I talked about here and also give you some instructions for vision boarding. And I also wanted to let you know that there's a great companion meditation for this show available to members of Well Woman Life. If you're not a member, you can head over to wellwomanlife.com/membership to sign up. It's a great way to have access to all the meditations and worksheets and other content that I put out. And it's a really reasonable, it's a great deal. And you get to be a part of the whole community and carry on the conversations in our private group. So definitely check that out. And I want to now review the four easy steps to get started living a well woman life. But before we do that, I'm going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor.
One of the top issues women tell me they struggle with is finances, which is why I want you to call my friends at Better Money Decisions. The company is owned by women, Lorraine L. and Kate Stalter, and they make sure your plan and your investments are tailored just for you. They're fiduciaries and put your interests first. No financial jargon, no Wall Street double talk. Also, they have a gift for Well Woman Show listeners, their free book, Don't Let Your Money Kick the Bucket Before You Do. And it's all about the need to manage your money for a long life expectancy. You can download the entire book at bettermoneydecisions.com/wellwoman. And you'll also get a free portfolio diagnostic so you can tell if your investments are right for you. Just go to bettermoneydecisions.com/wellwoman.
Okay, and we're back. I'm Giovanna Rossi with the Well Woman Show. Welcome back. We just finished the visioning process and we're going into four easy steps to start living a well woman life. And the first one is saying no. So we tend to take on way too many things, either due to guilt, trying to meet other people's expectations, or fitting into a picture someone else has created for us. So I want you to think about what in your life do you wish you would say no to? And just jot a few things down. What is it in your life that you just, you wish you had said no to, or you wish you could say no to? Is it that committee that someone asked you to sit on and you're already doing a lot for the organization, but they want you to do more? Is it telling a family member that you just can't make it to the thing that they want you to do? You know, what is it in your life that is just, it's just too much and you need to say no to it? Jot that down, and then next to it, write down how your no could be implemented right away. So is it calling up, you know, Aunt Sally and telling her, look, I can't actually do the thing that you really want me to do? And here's the thing. When you say no, people are not going to, for the most part, people are not going to, you know, hate you for it. And usually that's one of the fears, right, we have around saying no is, oh, what if I disappoint people? What if they don't like me? All these things start coming up around whether we can set our boundaries or not. And so I want to challenge you to try it out and see what reaction you get. Usually when you say no, the other person says, oh, okay, and then moves on, or, you know, gives you another option. So I want to really challenge people to look at your life and really figure out what you wish you could say no to. Okay, number two, saying sorry. So the key here is to stop saying sorry. And why that is because we tend to apologize as a way of being. Sorry is a really big part of our vocabulary. So I want to challenge us to stop using the words sorry, even in passing. Like we just say it. And what it does to our whole confidence level and body language and our power is it just undermines it. So I want you to, first of all, when you hear yourself saying that, either right before you say it or if you've already said it, just kind of stop and dig a little deeper and think, what do I actually mean when I want to say sorry? What do I actually mean to say here? So, for example, instead of saying, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your event, you could say, I hope you had a great event and I hope to make it next time. Do you see how that just reframes that whole interaction? So I want you to now think about, what do you normally apologize for? So some of our sorries are literal, like apologizing for everything that we're not responsible for. So that's one thing. Another thing is when we just use the word passively, like it's just part of our language. We're not actually apologizing for anything. We're just excusing ourselves. And so that's another way that that comes out. And both of those ways really undermine our confidence and our power. So I want you to really think about when it is that you do that. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about when you have actual responsibilities that you then don't, you know, fulfill. In that case, you probably do need to say sorry, right? So there are times when we do want to apologize. So this is not like never say sorry. This is think about your words and let's start saying what we really mean instead of using the words, using those apologetic words. So what do you normally apologize for? And just jot down an example. And then how can you rewrite this? How can you rewrite that? And just jot that down. Okay, number three. Number three is selfish. The word selfish has a negative connotation, right? But it's actually a good thing. We often put everyone else first. Work, kids, relatives, pets, our community, and we leave our needs last on the list. So I want us to reclaim the word selfish and this is, you know, it's really important to reclaim the word when we're trying to take an action. And the action is actually number four, which is self-care. So we continuously put ourselves last in order to take care of everyone else. And this is actually doing more harm instead of good. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of all the other things that we want to, like our family and our pets and our jobs and our neighbors and everything else that we're doing. So we have to prioritize self-care. And I know a lot of you know this. I know you do. And it's just a matter of prioritizing it, committing to it, and writing it down in our calendar. And I always say, you know, write in big capital letters, my well woman time. From 4 to 5 p.m., that's my well woman time. I'm going for a walk. Or, you know, from at 9 a.m., I'm doing my well woman time. I'm going to yoga. So whatever it is, it has to be prioritized, though, because if it doesn't get prioritized, it doesn't happen, right? So what can you do this week to take care of yourself? I want you to think about what that could be. If it's something that you have been doing and then you kind of have fallen off, maybe it's restarting that, or maybe it's starting something new, and prioritize it, get it in the calendar, and then do it. So I'm going to include this worksheet as well in the free handout. You can get it at wellwomanlife.com/059show. And with that, let's see, I think we're just about done for this week. The four things that we can do to start living a well woman life that I just reviewed, these keep coming up lately, so I think I'm going to do a show in the near future on each one of them. So we'll have a longer version that digs really into each one of those. So stay tuned for that. And I will let you all know when I'm going to have the goal setting show. I'll be recording that in the next couple of weeks and putting that out. I'm super excited about a couple of the interviews that are coming up. Really great, powerful interviews in the next couple of weeks coming up here in the lead up to announcing our 2017 retreat, which is going to be held in the beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico area. Mark your calendars, October 26th and 27th for that. And more info will be forthcoming. It's very exciting. And for now, I want to sign off. I want to let you know that, again, you can get the freebie at wellwomanlife.com/059show. And if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. You can also continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/Well Woman Life Community. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you're listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for the Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.